USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Literally thousands of power crews are clustered in the nation's northeast, getting ready to address the problems which are happening because of the bomb cyclone winter storm that's been hitting the East Coast. It's really pummeling New York's Long Island, and it's only going to get worse in southeastern Massachusetts before the day is over. And given the coincidental opportunity to step out onto my deck here at the New England Bureau of the USA Radio News Network, I can tell you that I'm looking firsthand at a snowplosion, as I've taken to call it. The conditions have really ramped up in the past hour or so. We've had wind gusts of up to 60, and we're expecting wind gusts to only intensify perhaps up to 80 miles an hour. So as one of my friends who's a forecaster calls it, this is a hurricane blizzard. And this is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
More now on that monster storm in the northeast, which is just starting to pummel the southeastern Massachusetts area, especially Cape Cod, but it's already trekked across New York City and Long Island. This man was up early in Long Branch, New Jersey. There was over a foot of snow on the ground, but he said he was fine with it.
I think this is gorgeous. It's quiet. Nobody's up. You know, you walk quietly. It's nice and white.
Parts of the New Jersey shore could see about 2 feet by the end of the day, and there could be about 3 feet in some coastal areas up on Cape Cod. A new study is showing that something as simple as gas stoves have a greater impact on the climate and health of humans than previously believed. Scientists at Stanford finding emissions from gas stoves have the same impact on climate as 500,000 gas-powered cars. A great condition silver dollar made in 1794 has sold for a record $12 million. And this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Texas governor, Republican Greg Abbott, is taking issue again with President Biden's immigration policies and lack of enforcement. And with the latest development, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security laws, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State, people see that. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A tragic incident leaving four people dead in Tennessee as Metro Nashville police say a 32-year-old man killed his two daughters and his wife on Friday morning before turning the gun on himself. It happened in his Goodlettsville home just before officers arrived to try to get him to surrender after a standoff that began with a 911 call. And if you bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket at a Chevron station outside L.A., check it. You might have won $420 million. And again, check us out online at usaradio.com. And from the snowy New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.